Okay. 8:05 a.m. on Thursday, July the 18th, 2019. The goal for the day was to get up earlier than 7 o'clock, not later than. In large part because today's going to be 100 degrees here. Unfortunately, my 4 o'clock wake-up call with cats left me grumpy and not anywhere near rested, so I did the usual stretch out on the couch and then slept too long. Actually, I slept as long as I needed to sleep, which is good from that standpoint. I'm bad from this one because now it's 8 o'clock. The sun is already starting to broil. Good morning. So it was either wait a little longer and do the treadmill twice today or do this walk, suck it up, deal with the heat, get it done, grab a quick couple pieces of toast, some coffee, not anywhere near enough coffee, but past experience has shown me that I can't, it doesn't pay me well to walk without putting something in my stomach first, in terms of my A1C, so I grabbed a couple pieces of Dave's Killer Bread, thin slice, 60 calories, all grain. Nuts and twigs. And slap some peanut butter on it, wolf it down. I got handed another entry for Colorado Gold at the last minute yesterday. So I'm working through that. I gotta write a critique for it. Get that done because I think the deadline is like, well, I think the deadline actually was the 15th, so 3 days ago, and stuff is falling back through the cracks again. As judges either turn their work in or fail to turn their work in. And works become orphans. They show up in the input queue, but nobody's ever done anything with them, stuff like that. So, I don't know, maybe the deadline is the 20th. But I got it yesterday. I told them I'd have it back today. I'm about halfway through the critique. A half mile along West 20th with the sun beating on my back was pretty ugly. I'm in the shade at the moment. There's a little bit of breeze being funneled along there. It's pretty cool. It's actually pretty pleasant. In the moment. Morning. I'm gonna have to change this shirt when I get home. It's wet. It's soggy. Getting ready to make the eastern turn. Hoping there's at least a little bit of shade going back that way. It's funny, I could tell the degree to which I have pretty much withdrawn from the world and that I really don't have anything to talk about. The Robert McKee book, gave me so much to think about. And right now what I'm reading is Part-Time God, the Rachel Aaron sequel to Minimum Wage Magic. There's not a lot to talk about. It's a good story. Oh, get ready. Say what's wrong. Won't post. It's a good story. I'm enjoying it a great deal. But there's not a lot to talk about in it. There's not a lot of, it's like, there's not a lot of there's not a lot of commentary I can make on it. It's a pretty... It's a nice, workmanlike, engaging story. The magic system is really interesting. The variations across the different magic systems in the Detroit Free Zone are very, very interesting. But I'm trying to think back to the last... The last interesting... Really... Okay, I didn't see that coming book. And it was probably... What's his name? Tao Huang. The first step in his Thousand Li series. A cultivation novel. If you get my newsletter, it was the one I recommended this month. I actually read it last month. But I had no idea what this story was about. I had no idea what this universe was like. And I had a couple of people write back this month and suggest that if I like the cultivation novels, I might like a couple of these other things. And so my TBR list has gotten a lot longer, and I have not yet gotten through all of the replies. Because for some reason, my client didn't connect to my email account for a couple of days. So I'm looking at it, it's nothing. And about 2 days ago. Well, yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday I looked and it's like 25 messages. And they're all dated from the 15th. By the end of the day there were 55 messages, some of them were still dated on the 15th, some of them were dated on the 16th, 17th. So I gotta catch up, I'm chipping away at them a few at a time. So I will reply, if you sent me a message, I will reply, but I'm running a little behind. Thanks to something like 100 replies I need to reply to. Okay, one last little bit of cool shade before the final push in the heat. I'll have it over with before the heat gets really, really bad, but. It's gonna be 100 degrees before the day is over. A day to stay inside, curl up with a warm keyboard in a cool basement, which is where I spend most of my day anyway. And stay insulated from the storm, as it were. Anyway, Poppy is doing well. It's a lot of thistle. I feel it's just going to be overrun with thistle in another couple of years. I'm back. I did it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.